But that first on radio triggered a radio press war, a dispute that cut all radio networks off from the use of the press wire services for the next 2 years. William Dunn, today a public relations executive, was writing and editing Columbia's air copy then, and he remembers the radio press war.
Back in the early 30s, the press associations refused to sell news to us. They just wouldn't let us in on the thing. So White, Abe Schechter, and several others like that got together and organized their own news service. And CBS had a pretty fair little news service going with correspondents in Washington, Chicago, several of the key places. It was effective enough that the press associations got worried. So they agreed to set up an outfit called Press Radio News, which all the press associations contributed to, and they furnished the networks with a certain amount of canned news every day.
In 1933, General Mills agreed to sponsor the Columbia News Service, and within a month, CBS had some 600 correspondents and stringers covering the news in major American cities, but not yet overseas. And then the first regularly scheduled daily newscasts began. 5 minutes at noon and at 4:30 in the afternoon, and 15 minutes at 11 in the evening,